Okay, everybody, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast time. And if you remember, in our stories last time, the Stella and Billy took on the bone monster in the castle. Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how did he beat the bone monster?
Transported him
to a volcano, right?
Yeah.
And then
pushed him.
Then pushed him in the volcano. And then he transported himself back with the power of the coin. So he got back. And they're standing there in the castle. And the Star Queen, Queen Addison, is there. And they said, you know, Stella's like, "How did you come up with that idea?" And he's like, "It just came to me." And the Star Queen said, she told him how the power of the coin will help in situations like that. And little Billy said, "But Queen Addison, how come the green dagger didn't do anything? Usually when I take it out and I want to use it, it glows. But how come it didn't glow? And she said, "Well, some magic it doesn't work against. Whoever made the bone monster must know the magic of the green dagger and guard it against it." And he said, "Well, who do you think controlled the bone monster? Who made the bone monster?"
The dog.
Well, little Billy said, or the queen said, "Well, whoever is controlling the dog is controlling the bone monster." So they decided that what they would do is they would set up surveillance. You know what surveillance is?
No.
They would set up cameras throughout the castle so they could watch what was going on. So the queen, she was magic, and she set up some magic cameras where they could kind of watch what was going on in the castle. So the next time that dog came in to hide a bone in the castle, because they figured that it would do it again, they would find out where that dog went when he left. They would follow the dog, and they would find out who was behind the bone monster. And then they would find out what the bone monster was trying to do. So they set up these cameras, and they kept checking them, and they were watching. And 1 day went by, 2 days went by, and 3 days went by, and still no dog, no sign of anything. And then in the early morning, there was a noise, and little Billy and little Stella woke up, and little Stella ran to Billy's room, and they grabbed each other's hands because they knew what they were going to do. And Billy grabbed the coin with his other hands, and he said, "I want to go to Queen Addison's." And like vapor and smoke, they disappeared, and they appeared right where Queen Addison was. And Queen Addison was watching on her special monitor what was going on, and they were watching where that dog was. And the dog was making some noise. Sure enough, it was in the castle. And it was back in that room with all of the armor. And they watched the dog, and they watched the dog go through that room and to another room, and they watched, and he hit a bone. And then the dog started leaving, and they found out where the dog was leaving. The dog found an open window, and the dog jumped out the window, and they watched the dog. They ran to the window and watched the dog, and something strange happened to that dog. As the dog was running away, it transformed into a person, and a person was running. And they said, "Oh, it's not somebody controlling the dog. The dog is the person. So CJ, you were right. The dog was the person who was controlling the bone monster. So they hurried up and they got their weapons and they got their lights and they went out and they quickly tried to follow this guy. And they followed his tracks through the trees and through the woods, and they were running as fast as they could. And they thought that they had a... They thought that they... that the guy didn't know that they were following them, so they thought they could catch up to him. And they were going as fast as they could. And then all of a sudden, the tracks disappeared. And they were like, what's going on here? The tracks are gone. And they were standing in the middle of a grove of trees. And they said, well, he's got to be around here somewhere. And they couldn't find him anywhere. So they put some markers on the trees so they would remember where that grove of trees was. And then they left and they went back to the castle. The next day, in the daylight, they went back to that grove of trees. And they said, now that guy, whoever that was, has to be around here somewhere. So they were checking out all the grove of trees, and all of a sudden, little Billy, he got a little bit frustrated, and he went over to one of the trees, and he was just like, he kind of hit it, and he slapped it with his hand, and he said, I wonder what in the world is going on here? Where could have he gone? And it just so happened that when he hit the tree, he hit a secret button, and a door in the tree opened, and it revealed a staircase going down. And they stood by the open door, and they looked down the staircase, and it was dark, and they heard some yelling down there, and it was saying, help, help, help. And so they're like, we got to go down there and help whoever's down there. And they ran down there, and there was like this laboratory. And there was all these test tubes and all of these experiments that were taking place. And in the corner of the room, there was a cage with a little girl in the cage saying, you guys, you have to help me. He's crazy. He's crazy. He's. And they walked over to the cage and they said, okay, where's the keys? And she said, he keeps the keys over there in the corner. You gotta hurry before he comes back. You gotta hurry. So they ran over and they got the keys and they went and they unlocked the door. And they came back and they grabbed the little girl and they went out and they got her to safety. And then they sat down and they said, okay, who are you? And the little girl said, you'll never believe me. And they said, oh, we will believe you. And little Billy said, my name is Billy. I'm from a different world. I don't know how I got here. I got here because I lost a coin, then I found a coin, and now I just dealt with a bone monster in a castle and pushed it into a volcano. I'll pretty much believe anything that you say. And the little girl said, were you at the castle? Were you at the Star Queen's castle? And he said, yeah. And she said, so you know the Star Queen? Queen Addison, Stella said. It's my sister. And the little girl looked at Stella and said, are you kidding? And she said, no. I just found out not too long ago. Queen Addison is my sister. We're friends. We know. She gave me this special necklace that helps me to shoot my bow and arrow and never miss. And every time I want to, I can just think of her and she'll come and help us. And the little girl said, will you think of her now so she'll come? And Stella said, I'll try it. So she thought of Queen Addison. And in just a couple minutes, they heard a real loud swooshing noise. And it was the big old dragon with Sully. And this time, Sully was carrying a passenger. It was Queen Addison. And Queen Addison got down off that dragon, and she saw the little girl, And she ran to her and said, "Lila, Lila, I've missed you so, so, so much." And she gave her the biggest hug. And she looked at Stella and she said, "This is your other sister. Now we're all together. We have so much to catch up on." The end. So, did you see that one coming? Yeah. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for tonight. I thank you for these boys. I thank you for the fact that they had a good evening tonight. We pray that you give them a really good night's sleep tonight and a good day at school tomorrow. And we pray that they would just grow up to love you with all of their heart and that you would use them in a great and mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen.